Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Last week, National Small Business Week, we featured Becky Noggle with the Kentucky Small Business Development Center and their work helping get small business into the cyber world and, for example, on Google search maps. Last week, they also did some special recognition for some special folks.
Five businesses in the state of Kentucky that have innovation and growth opportunities and are looking at new ways of doing business and contributing back to their community. One of those is Trunnell's Farm Market and Family Fun Acre. The family farm has been around for four generations, but since 2009, they have been very innovative in looking at ways to bring additional business and additional revenue to the farm.
Noggle says about 4 years ago, the center began a partnership with and now operates under the umbrella of the UK College of Ag, Food, and Environment, and she feels their annual awards during Business Week are a good move.
There are lots of small businesses, small rural businesses like this out across the state that very rarely get recognized for what they do for the economy, what they do for their employees, and what they do for their communities. And this is just a little way for us to say thank you and recognize them for all they give to the state.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Kentucky Corn Growers and Commonwealth Agri-Energy are proud to sponsor the 2016 Kentucky-Tennessee Crappie Masters Competition May the 13th and 14th on Kentucky Lake and Lake Barkley. Last year, all of the tournament winners were using ethanol E10 in their boat motors. Ethanol is good for the environment, the economy, and for a smooth-running boat engine. E10 is warranty-approved by all major marine engine manufacturers. Get the facts online at ethanol.kybiofuels.info.
The Kentucky Small Business Development Center has 13 offices across the state. They help existing and startup businesses succeed by offering high-quality, in-depth, and hands-on services. Center Director Becky Noggle says the recognition of Trunnell's Farm Market illustrates their inclusion of agribusiness, too.
You may have heard the term agriculture and entertainment mix to be agritainment, and that's where they're going, and that's where they're seeing a lot of success. They host weekends throughout the year of corn maze, wagon rides, and it's a wonderful, wholesome, family fun activity, but it's also meant a really good business opportunity.
And we offer our congrats to the Trunnell Family Farm on their award. For details of the center services, go online to ksbdc.org. That's ksbdc.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.